Episode 8, With or Without You. Good Pirate Lydia squinted as she opened the gleaming box. Luke and Ebenezer stared in anticipation of her reaction to the contents. Even her little water dragon curiously peered out from the rim of her hat, only to retreat once more from the blinding glow.
"It's magnificent, Ebenezer. I've never seen its equal. Thank you. That is an extravagant and generous gift," humbly exclaimed Pirate Lydia.
Ebenezer leapt to his feet and sat next to Pirate Lydia immediately, in his usual flamboyant attitude. He snatched the contents from the box.
"Yes, yes it is. That is what I was saying. I am very generous, and this proves it. There is no other like it. It is pure gold, from the magic of the golden claw dragons. I have the ability to control exactly what I want them to turn into gold. You see, the once worthless and ugly wooden Viking coins have been transformed into pure gold. I did that. It is absolutely the most valuable lady's coin belt in the world," boasted Ebenezer, as he held on to the coin belt with both hands and a smile almost as bright as the gold itself.
"You sir, ugly as if your face were carved into our coins," shouted a gruff voice from the entrance of the courtyard,
the sound of very large feet from a very large human was definitely coming closer to the dinner party. He surely heard the boasting and insults of Ebenezer and seemed aggravated.
"I don't think your dinner guests and I have had a proper introduction,"
belched the enormous bearded man, now standing ever so close to Luke, who now looked more like a child in stature.
"Well, if you have not scared her away with your ghastly appearance and rude demeanor, I will suffer an introduction. This is good Pirate Lydia, Chief Rattlebone the Viking. She has come from afar just to see if all the good things people say about me are true. I'm sure she's already convinced and greatly honored to be dining with me tonight. Try not to sicken her with your not only your appearance, but your terrible manners as well," said Ebenezer to the already red-in-the-face Viking.
Ebenezer strode back to his chair at the head of the table, with the golden coin belt still clutched in his hands.
"Hey, Mr. Generous," said Luke. "Did you, forget something?"
Ebenezer looked clueless at his brother, then realized he was still firmly holding the gift intended for Pirate Lydia.
"Oh, yes, of course I didn't want this unscrupulous Viking taking it," said Ebenezer. "You should put it on right away to keep it safe. It's yours, of course, it's all yours. My generous and priceless gift to you, Pirate Lydia."
At that moment, he handed it to Pirate Lydia, and she wrapped it around her waist and fastened the clasp. It seemed to melt into the coins with precision. The artisan must have meant for it to look as if there was no break in the repetition of loops and coins or clasps at all. It was magnificent and also very heavy.
"Perfect, you see? All of you, it fits perfectly. And well befitting of her as an explorer, an adventurer. What did you say, Luke?"
complimented Ebenezer.
"Yes, it's great, brother. Now, can we eat something?" said Luke. "I don't think I can stomach another meal with this display, disloyal coward and cheat, even if I was sent on behalf of my tribe," said Chief Rattlebone as he stood to exit.
His departure, less swift than most due to his massive size, afforded the quick-tempered Ebenezer a perfect opportunity to return the insult via potato.
He threw the warm oblong food right at Chief Rattlebone, and it was run through with perfect precision by one horn on the left side of his Viking helmet. The warm, mushy potato began to ooze from his helmet as Rattlebone turned to growl at Ebenezer. The plop of a potato landing onto the chief's face was the last thing Pirate Lydia saw as food began to fly across the table between Ebenezer and the large Viking. She dived under the table, bumping her head as her hat flew backward into her chair. The little water dragon licked its lips and began walking across the table, slurping up morsels as it went.
"What in the world are they so angry about?" Pirate Lydia said aloud in frustration.
Luke had made a wise move under the table as well and was across from her laughing at the chaos.
"They're old menemies who thought a few deals of gold and trade would be a great idea, but as you can see, it isn't going well at all," Luke said calmly while balancing a small plate on his knee and taking bites of pie.
"Are they serious? Has it always been like this between them?" asked Pirate Lydia.
"Well, I didn't think they were too mad about the recent trades, but Vikings have started wars for less. I guess they could be serious," said Luke. "Luke, we must find the horn. This simply can't go on. These poor dragons and your brother and the people of this land. If this gets any worse, the whole island could be invaded and destroyed. Don't you want to see your brother restored?" pleaded Pirate Lydia. Luke finished chewing, and after a long pause, he spoke up. "Pirate Lydia, the horn and its whereabouts have been a mystery for a very long time. Some say it is where the very curse took place in the mountains of worship. Others say it was thrown into rubble that built this castle. I do have my suspicions about where it may be, but that doesn't mean it is there. Even if it was, I couldn't go with you or help you. I won't go with you or help you," stumbled Luke over his words. "What? Why? Do you enjoy seeing Ebenezer completely oblivious to his sin of greed and pride? That you would refuse to help him become restored to the purpose and identity he was created for? How can you sit under this table eating pie and laughing at enemies ready to start wars and more suffering?" questioned Pirate Lydia. Before Luke could reply, a clash of swords broke out among Ebenezer and the Viking, and suddenly other armed men that came pouring into the courtyard. The table began to rise, and Licky the Dough Dragon sensed fear and immediately started to expand in size. Pirate Lydia reached back to grab her hat from behind her. She shuffled backwards, ducking and spinning out of the courtyard until she found herself near a ledge overlooking a cliff with the sea below. Licky, now full size and winged with fire in his eyes at the commotion just behind him, snuffed out a smoke ring and looked out over the edge with her. "Let's go, Licky. With or without him, we must find the horn." She mounted the fat little dough dragon and flew off the ledge toward the open sea.